There's the horns. There they are. You heard them. You know what time it is. It's Horns of Plenty time here on WMFO, which of course stands for Wheat Muffins for Orphans. Little known fact, FMO was originally a charity radio station for the orphans. Tufts took it over, destroyed the charity, killed the orphans. And I'm here, sitting here in the studio today. So thanks, Tufts. on my run over today, I was thinking about some stuff. Take a second to share with you my thoughts. I'm gonna call this section Can't Let It Go. That's stolen from the NPR Politics podcast. But it's something I've been thinking about this week. It's that socializing is all known, correlated with longevity, socializing daily with acquaintances, having that social network, talking to strangers, all of that really helps with longevity. And one interesting thing I listened to on a podcast called Small Talk, it's a good podcast, was how in the 60s and 70s, people used to do a lot of socializing, a lot of the small talk around smoking cigarettes. And you would go outside and you would stand and you would look away from a person and, you know, you both had a shared thing you were doing and it was a perfect time to catch some small talk, do a little socializing. You know, like if there's an awkward pause in the conversation, you can just take a puff of your cigarette and you can't talk when you have a cigarette in your mouth. So it was interesting that the obvious health benefits of decreased cigarette smoking has an offset of, you know, maybe some lack of socializing from that. And so I was thinking about different ways that we could replace cigarettes, but also socialize in a similar way. My only thought was that, you know, workplaces, houses, other public spaces ought to have like big bowls of oranges, and you could go and stand and peel an orange and eat it with somebody. If you have better ideas for ways we can integrate socializing into our lives and replace those moments when you would smoke a cigarette with a buddy, you can call in. The number is 855-915-9636. That's 855-915-WMFO. This is Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, and I got a great show for you this evening, May 20th. We're going to kick it off with Odiemi. You know the horns. They're here. Thank you.
parle, n'a pas le téléphone.
Mais elle prendra le taxi.
Ben pour le taxi, il faut le Siri. Et tu sais actuellement, le Siri, c'est que c'est.
Qu'elle essaye l'autostop, par exemple.
Autostop! Ah ah!
Me parle,
ce n'est pas difficile si tu veux me répondre.
That right there, Telephone by the Bembaya Jazz Nationale, the very famous Guinea group from the 60s and 70s. That was off the compilation album Discotheque 76. The guitarist there sounds very much like Jerry Garcia, in my opinion. My voice. I've been working on my levels here. So, sorry about the volume going up and down. I'm trying to figure out. I got some peaking issues that I'm trying to work out. But the guitarist there, Sekou Diamond Fingers Diabate. Famous guitarist out of Guinea. Sounds just like Jerry Garcia. Got a little Jerry in the background here, too. Come to think of it. Nah, not really. The background here is Lack of Afro from the 2009 album My Groove, Your Move. This is Rejection in 6/8 Time. Leading off that set was Odi Yemi with Oni Suru. And we're going to go to Colombia for the next set. We got three more songs. I was listening to the compilation album, The Afro Sound of Colombia, Volume 1, which came out in 1976. And actually had, it's a huge compilation. It's a lot of really great songs on there. I picked out three randomly, and two of them happen to be by the same band, which is not something I typically do, but I like them, so I'm going to play them. This is Los Cordaleros de Majagual. Famous Colombian group. I didn't realize had over 30 gold records, like the preeminent Colombian cumbia group. And this is El Vampiro. I should save it for Halloween, but maybe I'll play it again. El Ascensor, the elevator.
sabía el americano. Él entendía que se agarrara, que el edificio venía para abajo.
Él entendía que se agarrara, que el edificio venía para abajo. Él entendía que se agarrara, que el edificio venía para abajo.
¡Ay, mi
Pero Juanchito no le entendía lo que decía el americano. Él entendía que se agarrara, que el edificio venía para abajo.
Él entendía que se agarrara, que el edificio venía para abajo. Él entendía que se agarrara, que el edificio venía para abajo.
Little trip down to Colombia right there. Those were Los Golden Boys, another famous Colombian cumbia group. Another genre that both Los Corraleros and the Golden Boys played was called Porro, P-O-R-R-O. I don't know. I've never heard of that before. I'm going to have to look into Porro. If anybody knows about Porro, from my R's. You can call in at 855-915-9636 and tell me all about it. All right. That was a trip to Colombia. The rest comes from the United States here. And I was just looking at my set list. All of the next songs were released in either 2024, 2023, or 2019. Some of them we're older, but we got a lot of neo retro soul here remaining on the show last 35 minutes or so. We got a bunch of songs here that have come out recently that sound like they're old, but they're actually new. A couple that are actually old too. And we're going to kick it off with an actually old one. The artist Lee Moses from Light in the Attic Records. How much longer must I wait? Singles and Rarities, 1965 to 72. This is Bad Girl Part 1, Lee Moses, Bad Girl Part 1. Woo. Pride of the Ghetto right there off a brand new rare collection called The Soul of New Jersey, Volume 1 from Continued Sound Records. Just came out. Bunch of songs on there. That one was by the artist Pride of the Ghetto, which only has one song on Spotify, which I just played, and cannot find anything about online. Aside from this, this volume here, pretty cool. Rare Soul Treasures from the Garden State, 1960s. I love the combination of Spanish and soul in that song. Before that, we had a song which you can hear late night in Madrid, Bad Girl Part 1, and Bad Girl, followed directly by Bad Girl Part 2 by Lee Moses from his 1967 album of the same name, Bad Girl. Lee Moses famously sort of discovered Jimi Hendrix. So, famous guy there. All right, we're going to go into a song that I almost didn't play, but it has a funny... It's funny, so I played it anyway. It's called Funky Lady by James Monroe off the album Frontiersman of the Galaxy. This is Funky Lady here on WMFO.
Hey, Reggie, what's happening, baby? What do you know? What do you say? Nothing. Well, sit down. Let me tell you what happened to me the other day. Caught myself going out on the town, you know? Got super clean. Met this real loud superstar lady. Sitting at the booth looking real shady. I believe just about every guy in the place was standing over. So I pulled over. Hey, man, ain't that your wife coming in the door, gang? Next thing I know, when nobody's standing there for me, reveal the most loveliest woman your eyes could ever want to see. That's about the time I said, just about the time I said.
Mama. story short, I woke up the next morning at the Hilton Hotel in a $100 night bridal suite. I said to myself, that's not too bad, though. At least I got a good woman. Just about then, I looked on the floor and I saw a wig, padded bra, padded girdle, and false teeth on the dresser. But the real killer is, I dig a style, you know? Strange sensations.
That song, Do We Kenmore, released last week. Keeping the vibes up is Fred Thomas, living in New York City.
Mm. One thing I learned about living in New York, you gotta stay focused, stay alert, because you might get mixed up underneath the streets of New York City. Yeah, New York. If you live in New York City, if you live in New York City, living in the city.
Right there, Fred Thomas of the JBs. That is his solo debut. Fred Thomas, of course, the famous bassist for James Brown back in the 70s, was the bassist on songs like Hot Pants Make It Funky and Papa Don't Take No Mess. But finally coming out with some of his own music that was released May 3rd of this year. Living in New York City. Don't let that grass grow under your feet. All right. PSA time. The radio event of the year is coming. Save the date. June 1st, 2024. Live day 24. 6 hours of nonstop live music on the radio. Tune in to 91.5 in the Boston area or catch the action worldwide at WMFO.org. The festivities start at 9 a.m. on June 1st. 10 bands, 6 hours, live from the WMFO studios, live day 24. You'll hear Andrea Gillis, Lavina Falls, Rick Barton. Once again, catch live day 24 at 91.5 FM in the Boston area and worldwide at WMFO.org. Set your alarm for 9 a.m. on June 1st for live day 24. Don't miss a single second. That was my attempt to do the SNL announcer. All right, we got 9 minutes left. A couple more songs, recent ones. This next one, If You Don't Want Me, from The Freedom Affair. Yeah, summertime. Well, The Freedom Affair is finishing up that song from Kansas City there. That was If You Don't Want Me. Reminder that you can get all my track lists on WMFO.org along with the Spotify playlist. Here we got Dengue Fever, famous for covering a lot of the Cambodia Rocks music. This is a original called Touch Me Not. I'll be back either next week or the week after. That's a brand new single from Dengue Fever, Touch Me Not. I have one more song that's not going to last, or it's going to go over, but there's nobody coming in, I don't think. It's Sneaky Link by Who in God's Name and Cash. This will get you pumped back up.